Good morning. It is 12:28 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by
Karen Bergeron, Vice President.
How are you today, Karen?
I'm excellent.
Good. I'm going to let you introduce our next guest.
Oh, okay.
Because I
yes
just have to let you do this.
I would love, and I'm very honored to do it, because Cash Ahmed, he is the founder of American Private Wealth, and he is, I said brother, and he said son. So,
and I regret that to this day.
He's probably much closer to the truth.
That is so funny.
I love this man. I respect him, and as I've told someone, I would trust him with my life.
Thank you.
And I trust him with my family.
She's never said that about me, so. She's never called me a sister, though. She calls me a daughter. So.
Oh, there you go.
There's where I got one up on you, Cash.
Yeah, all right.
For what it's worth, I'm going to say publicly, I'm no spring chicken, so.
No, I really think you are right. Definitely son, right. More than papa.
Right. We can settle this off air.
All right.
I'm going to ask some hard questions.
Okay.
So what is American Private Wealth?
American Private Wealth is an independent financial planning firm, a comprehensive financial planning firm.
That's, when you say that, all I hear is bells and whistles, mm-hmm. and questions like, what is the difference? It's so confusing with a financial planner.
An advisor, a consultant.
Right, so
I'm so glad that you asked this, and I'm not surprised that you did ask, because most people just don't know the difference between what a financial consultant, financial advisor, financial counselor, and what a financial planner does. A financial planner, and by the way, not everybody can claim to be one if they are not, even though a lot of people do. A financial planner is tasked with looking at your complete financial picture. So that can entail from looking at your budgets, your checking accounts, and monitoring how you spend your money and helping you pay down debts and so forth, as well as what most people think what we do is just invest your money. The investing part of it is actually the last part of financial planning. A lot of people just never go through the process. Sadly, and I'm probably going to get flagged for saying this, is because the last part is where most of these so-called financial professionals make their money. So they just jump to the last part because that's the immediate gratification and the money's right there.
Wow.
Can you tell us about yourself? How did you get into this?
So I've been, like I said, I'm no mm-hmm. spring chicken. I'm going back now a couple of decades. I started my career with Citibank in another country. And then for about 15 years after that, I quit. It was my first and last job. I figured out very quickly I can't work for people or answer to people. And and so for about 15 years, I did consulting. I went around the world advising companies and individual countries at some point on how to restructure, how to rechange their businesses and so forth. So locally, for example, I was a consultant to Bank of Boston when they were merging with Fleet, John Hancock when they went from a mutual life insurance company to a publicly traded. I was one of the consultants. And then about 12 years ago, my wife came to me and she said, like, your real passion is actually helping people. I think you'll have a lot more fun dealing with people one-to-one. And I think part of what brought this on was we were subjected to these so-called financial planners cold calling us and so forth. And I would give them the audience. I'm like, okay, come and talk to me. Here are my facts. Here's what I have. So what do you got for me? And with each meeting, I got more and more frustrated that these people have no idea what they're doing. Or no matter what problems I think I have, what they may have identified, there was always some hot product that would solve it. And it just became so frustrating. And my wife said, listen, this is what you should be doing. Obviously, you're so passionate about this. And the lesson here is listen to women. They're smarter than us. So so I did.
That is very true.
And here we are. Very happy life.
That's great.
I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. And the other thing that I love is being a professor, coming on 20 years as a professor of finance.
That is a long time. Mm. I know that you do a lot of volunteer work with being a professor. You go to a different country?
So I've taught overseas, as well as the United States. Obviously, I mentor a lot. I'm an ambassador for Suffolk University, so I do road shows when I'm overseas for them. In addition to the mentoring, I do workshops on how to effectively network, cultural differences, because you know universities are multinational now. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of international students, and coaching the international students on you know what it's going to take for you to land a job here and how to effectively network. You know, we do a lot of nonprofit work. Girls' education is very, very important to me. It's very near and dear to me. And so we help build schools in third world countries for specifically for girls. We raise money for that. I volunteer in the U.S. military as well. And so basically what that means, I'm never home.
I know. How do you find enough hours in the day to get anything done?
I don't. I'm always behind.
But you're still smiling.
4 hours is what I figured out. Going back now 20-some years, that's all I need per night.
So. That is amazing. I wish that's all I needed.
I know, me too.
I think if I sleep more than 4 hours, I'm miserable.
Well, that's the thing. They say like there's an optimum sleep period. I don't know what mine is.
And, you know, ever since I started tracking my sleep patterns on this little device on my wrist here, I always used to say I sleep very well, even though I don't sleep a lot, but I sleep very well. Mm-hmm. And now there is scientific proof because it measures your how much of it's restless. And I'm consistently in the 97, 98 range. So 98% of the time that I do sleep, it's restful. So it's very deep.
Right. So you probably get into the fourth and fifth REM?
Whatever that means, yeah. But I'm sure that's what that is. Because I don't get up until my mind knows I have to. So there could be noise around me. There could be anything. Mm-hmm. Once I'm gone, I'm gone into another parallel universe.
So your wife must be getting up for the girls.
Yes.
I'm like, with
go ahead. You know you want to say it.
Cash has four girls.
There you go.
Beautiful girls. And
they are.
Yes, you do comb their hair. I
brush. Do.
That's your special bonding time with them.
Every morning.
Yes.
Wow. Every morning I comb their hair and make sure it's nice and shiny and, you know, make they look good.
I'm sure they look adorable. How fun.
It is. I love how you love your wife and children and mom. You glow when you just say their names.
This is what life is all about, right? Mm-hmm. My business and all of my activities that I do while I'm out and about everywhere, all of that has to be accommodated around the family. So nothing can encroach upon family. Family comes first. There's never going to be a situation where there's a potentially lucrative opportunity for me and that's going to cut into something that's, you know, involves my family. If my daughter has something going on at school, I'm not going to miss that for anything. Mm-hmm. So everything has to, and that's why the client base that we do have at the firm is very, what I call, carefully conceived and deliberate. Only taking on clients who understand that part of me, that the family will always come first. I'm only going to have one opportunity to raise these girls. And it's going to fly by very quickly, and so I don't want to miss out on that. And the clients that we do have understand and respect that.
Absolutely. We are both family people, so we can definitely relate to that.
Absolutely.
You've touched a little bit on this already, but why is it important for a financial planning firm to be independent?
That is very, very important because when you're independent, you are conflict-free. So the client of this firm knows that myself and anybody who represents this firm has no conflicts. We don't have any senior management that we have to report to somewhere else in New York or elsewhere. We don't have any conference calls. There's no meetings on Fridays to discuss, you know, how many clients did we get this week or anything. Independence also means we have access to everything under the sun. So if you work for a firm that manufactures products, i.e. they have in-house insurance policies or they have their own mutual funds, then you're truly, your loyalties are to the firm and to distribute those products, not necessarily to the client. You may be a very nice person, and you may be all ethical and honest and all of the above, but you truly are not independent because your loyalty is to the firm, and the objective is to distribute the firm's products because they're paying your expenses, right? They're printing your business cards, they got you a cubicle, they pay for your phone line. In our case, the paper clips in our office, we pay for them. So our loyalty is only to the client. But even more importantly, to solve the client's problems, we have access to everything. So if you needed an insurance policy, We're not tied to one company. We can look at any company in America and go find you the best deal. And I think that's why it's important for the independents.
You
that's
are why so I say, committed.
Oh, that's why I say, you know, come to our firm and declare your independence.
That's so cute. Now, can you tell us how people can reach you?
They can certainly go to the website, www.americanprivatewealth.com. Follow us on Twitter. That's at American P Wealth. I tweet very frequently, and you will not be bored, because a lot of the times the tweets have nothing to do with finance. They have to do with world affairs, geopolitics. I'm proud. A lot of the times I break news before even the Reuters and the CNNs of the world do it. So it's always exciting.
And it's great to get on your email list, because you send out such phenomenal information.
Yeah, so the email lists are exclusive to clients. Mm-hmm. They're not, I don't subject people to these so-called drip marketings. I will send maybe one, what I call a missive, a year, which is my take on what's happening or what should be happening. And that's it. My clients will never get these monthly newsletters that somebody else wrote, but it has my picture on them, or nobody mm-hmm. reads that stuff anyway.
Very true.
But I do a lot of commentary in the media multiple times a week, whether it's in Reuters or Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, so forth. So you can keep track of what my opinions are and what I think of what the Federal Reserve is going to do or what have you. So that's one way to follow up on our thinking. You don't have to be a client for that, but the client letter that I send out once a year is exclusive to clients, because it's an exclusive club.
And you also have a great website with a lot of resources on there.
A lot of resources. And by the way, it's going through a complete redo and rebirth. I think you will like the new website. It's going to be uncluttered. It's going to be user-friendly. It's going to be, wherever you want to access it, it's going to be friendly that way. But even more importantly, we're rolling out a brand new service for our clients that every client will get their own dedicated website and a client portal, where you'll be able to link in all of the accounts that you have everywhere. And that includes your JetBlue airline miles card, your Macy's credit card, your checking accounts, your mortgages, Zillow.com listing. I mean, anything and everything, including the money that I manage for you. And that you'll have a daily snapshot. It'll update every night automatically. That'll allow you to see your entire financial world in one place. It'll allow me to do a better job for you as well, because now I see everything mm-hmm. elsewhere that you have. And what the clients that currently use the program find the most useful is you get your own dedicated online vault. It's bank-level security, 256-bit. There's no limit on storage, so a lot of clients store their important documents, copies of passports, birth certificates, deeds online, so that if they ever need them, they're available right there. I'll give you a quick example. I had a client who were traveling in Dublin. They lost their passport, and they were able to log into their online vault, print out the PDF of the passport copy, walk to the nearest U.S. consulate, and they had a new passport within a day.
Wow.
So that's this is coming out in the next week.
Ooh, exciting!
This is going to be very exciting, and it's an expensive offering which we are making available to our clients. But I think you'll find a lot of value in it. The fact that you can see, and it's interactive, you can build your own goals, like, oh, we want to go to Aruba next year and we want to allocate 2,000. And you can play around with the numbers. You'll see interactive charts to see how you're progressing towards that goal. If you have any questions, you can click on one button. It'll alert me that you have a question and we can get together and collaborate real time.
I think Karen already has our stack of documents ready.
I really do. Dick is going to be so excited about
this. It's coming next week. You'll be the first ones to get it, I promise.
Oh, it's exciting. So I can put in so that you can help me save money for Bora Bora.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Perfect.
Everything. And we can monitor your airline miles, and Dick does all this traveling. Yes. And so we can see if you can use some of your miles. Everything will be there in one snapshot. And it's live, so it updates constantly.
That is amazing.
If folks want to reach you, how do they do so?
AmericanPrivateWealth.com or 781-300-7777.
And what is your Twitter handle again?
@AmericanPWealth.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always good to hear from you.
My pleasure.
And we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.